Nightmare Adventures of Biggles. Biggles' mission to hunt down and wipe out the savage native gang of the Black Elephant is approaching its climax. For the second night, Ginger, Bertie, and Michu stay on guard at Bronow's camp, watching for the raiders with their stolen cattle. It's during Ginger's shift that the first warning comes. Away to the south, there is the unmistakable sound of cattle lowing. He immediately wakes his companions.
There's no daily doubt about that, what? The jolly old deer is trundling this way.
How far away do you think they are, Michu?
Long away, Bwana. Maybe near a place where bamboo and...
Yes. Seta Zulu would have brought them up through the bamboo tunnel.
Then that means they'll be burbling across from the bamboo to the elephant grass.
Bertie, why don't we creep up close to them? We should be able to reach them in about 20 minutes.
Suits me, old bean. We lissies are all for the jolly old creeping nonsense.
No, Bwana. Black man say us.
Oh, that, Michu, old top, is out of bilge. We'll wriggle our way through the long grass and the trees in such a way that no one could see us. In any case, dark enough for us to trundle right up to them in the open.
In dark, white face easy to see. Black men always see white face.
Oh, baked potatoes. I shouldn't have had that wash the day before yesterday.
He's right, Bertie. We daren't risk it. But there's nothing to stop you sneaking along for a look-see, Michu, yourself.
Michu, go buena. He tell you what black elephant men do.
That's it. We'll climb the knoll and wait there for you. We might be able to see something ourselves from up there. I hope the blazes isn't much longer, Bertie. It'll be dawn soon.
Best thing that could happen. Then we'll see what's going on.
I don't want to be here at dawn. Biggles is certain to come over this morning, you know.
Oh, sizzling sausages. Mustn't let that happen, what? I mean to say it might frighten off the Bally Raider blighters.
That's why we must be clear of this. By dawn, we'll need to be some miles further back towards Latonga. Then we can signal Biggles down without giving the game away.
Wanna?
Baked potatoes.
It's Michu.
Oh, I say, you are good at this creeping nonsense, old bean. You nearly frightened a toot out of old Harriet, then.
Misho, say them. Say everything.
What's happening?
Black elephant man bring much cattle from bamboo. He move them to big grass.
Ah, we thought that was happening. Are they coming beyond the elephant grass or staying there?
They stay. Grass very high. No one see cattle in elephant grass.
Yes, by Jove, it's a wonderful hiding place for them. Some of that belly old herbage is about 5-15 feet high.
Well, it suits us they're staying there anyway. Are there many cattle, Misho?
Many cattle, Buena. 100, 200, 300, maybe.
And what about the sausages? Human sausages, I mean.
How many men? Is the entire gang down there?
Plenty men. Me should think all bad native come this time.
Oh, I say, whizzo. That means we'll grab the whole belly issue. All the belly lambs are down there, positively waiting for the slaughter, what?
Don't be too cocksure, Bertie. We haven't nabbed them yet. Oh, by the way, Michu, is the black elephant himself down there, Seta Zulu?
Michu see Seta Zulu.
You did?
Michu wait to throw us a guy, but many men stand before black elephant.
Sizzling sausages, I'm glad you didn't skewer the old trout. Would have given the belly game away somewhat.
Black elephant kill Bwana Harvey.
Tony Harvey? Oh, of course. He was your master, wasn't he?
One day Michu kill black elephant.
Oh, I say, I think a spot of the lissy blood curdled when you said that. You leave the Seta Zulu trout to us, old boot polish. We'll fix him.
He'll fix us if we stay here much longer. Dawn's breaking.
Well, let's trundle, what? Let's find a nice safe spot where we can signal old Biggles down.
Hello, Pat.
Hello, Jerry. You haven't been sitting by my bunk all night, have you?
No, but I came across at dawn. How do you feel after sleep, eh?
Oh, hot. Terribly hot. Terribly hot, Jerry.
Here, drink this. Biggles left his water bottle by the bunk for you. There you are.
Thank you.
You're running a fever, you know, Pat. I'm not sure that water isn't infected.
To be a nuisance, but I'm afraid this water is.
That settles it. They're flying out to the hospital this morning, no matter what Biggles says.
What does Biggles say?
Oh, never you mind.
I want to know. What does Beagle say about me?
He seems to think it's more important to keep all men and planes standing by to tackle the Black Elephant gang.
Has the Black Elephant come?
Biggles has flown across to check with Bertie and Ginger this morning. He feels something will crack today. But he's being too tough altogether in giving this priority over you.
No, Jerry. Biggles isn't being tough. There's no more kindly or thoughtful man in the world. But for him, the job must always come first and the individual second. That's why he succeeds.
That's all very well with the blokes, but... Well, you're a girl.
I'm one of Biggles' team. And my view's the same as his. I refuse to be moved from here until the job's finished.
But, Pat, you...
Go out and wait for him, Jerry. There's a dear. I'll be expecting you to keep me posted on everything that happens.
Kites are ready, Biggles.
Did you reload the guns on the Mozzie?
My word. We may need those.
Good man. As soon as Haynes reports, we can send off the trucks.
I saw Jerry a moment ago, Biggles. He said his Ascaris would be aboard within a few minutes.
That's good. I want those trucks away very smartly.
You know Michu's going with the soldiers?
I didn't. It's quite a good idea. He can act as guide.
Well, he has another reason altogether.
Huh?
I caught him sharpening his spear.
He told me he wanted to stay with the ground troops in case there was a chance of using it on Seta Zulu.
I don't like the idea of him making a personal issue out of this.
Oh, it's already a personal matter with him, old trout. Don't forget that Michu was Tony Harvey's gun-bearer at the time Tony was murdered. The old tin of boot polish has never forgotten that.
Very well. He might come in useful to Jerry Haynes if he's with the trucks. Now, is there anything else to check on?
Yes, there is. I'd like to check on what's happening. The minute you brought Ginge and Bertie in, you whipped me off to refuel the kites. You told me nothing. Is Seta Zulu at Bronno's camp or not?
Oh, absolutely, old bean, with knobs on, and cows mooing all over the bally place.
They've moved the cattle into the elephant grass, and that's where we are going to grab them.
All right, I'm happy now. Who's doing what?
First of all, Haynes is moving off in the trucks with his Ascaris. He'll take over Bronnell's camp and post his blokes in strategic positions round the elephant grass. Then we'll fly over in the kites, Ginge with me in the Mossy and you and Bertie in the Proctor, and we'll winkle the crooks out of their hiding places.
As simple as an unseasoned sausage.
Doesn't sound simple to me. Haynes daren't take his men into the elephant grass, and Seta Zulu's bloke certainly won't come out of it. I don't see how we're going to force the issue.
Ever seen stampeding cattle?
Yes, but what has that to do with it?
Simply that if the cattle stampede in the elephant grass, our black gangsters aren't likely to stay in it with them.
By Jove, what a bally scheme. They'll come burbling out of the long grass into the arms of the Ascaris.
I hope it'll happen that way.
But why should the cattle stampede? You're surely not going to shoot them up.
No, I've no wish to slaughter good cattle unnecessarily.
Well, then how are you...
All aboard, Inspector. Any further instructions, sir?
No, Jerry. Move into position as quickly as possible and expect us over in, say, 2 hours. Wait for the cattle to stampede and then it's up to you.
Right, sir.
Off you go now, and good luck.
Good luck to you, too. We may all need it, I think.
Look, Biggles, I still don't see how...
Come out to the kites with me, Algie. I'll give you a lesson in how to stampede cattle.
I'm here by the tent, Michu. Did you have any luck?
Yes, Bona. I crawl into the grass. I see bad net up there.
They're still with the cattle. Good. They didn't see you?
No, Bona. All the time, Michu hide.
Did you notice if Seta Zulu himself was there?
Michu see Seta Zulu. Michu kill Seta Zulu easy. Do you remember what Bona say? He make no move. He just look and listen.
That's the idea. You'd have been killed yourself if you had moved. I suppose they know we're about, huh?
They see truck come. They see soldier. But they think soldier not coming to pick grass, so they wait.
They won't wait there long. Here come the planes now.
Well, what happened now, Bwana? You say cattle go mad?
Yes, they'll go mad for a while anyway. The natives won't stay in there with stampeding cattle.
But why do cattle go mad?
Because they'll be terrified out of their wits by the plane. When they dive onto that grass, the cattle will think the end of the world has come.
Watch the mosquito.
Here it comes now.
Michu and Haines hold their breath as the first plane sweeps down from the sky at the patch of elephant grass. Will Biggle's plan succeed? He finally comes to grips with the black elephant in the next thrilling chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles.